Welcome to Bundesliga Recap Match Day 15. I know it's been a while since I put an episode out and since Match Day 15 actually happened, but I thought I'd still go back and do it. Gladbach 2, Werder Bremen 2. Very interesting game. Rietz scored twice, which a little bit unusual for him. That's his only third and fourth goal in the league, so interesting game for him. Quite good. And then both were assisted by Robin Hawk, which is his only two assists on the season. So interesting where the goals came from and assists came from for Gladbach. Maybe that continues on maybe past winter break, but I think that might be more of a one-time thing. A little bit of an issue for them, I think, in that part. On the flip side, Werder Bremen, this is exactly where you want your goals to come from. Rafael Barrer, he gets a goal. That's his fourth of the season, looking better. And then Marvin Dusch gets another one. That's huge. That's his seventh of the season. Another massive goal from him. And then Romano Schmidt gets an assist for them. Pretty decent. And then to cap it up, Justin Nemecha, he gets an assist for them off the bench. Pretty solid day, I would say, for both teams. Maybe you flavor Gladbach a little bit more, but it was really even. Shots on target only off by one. Total shots only off by two. So, I mean, really, it was quite even. I think Gladbach hit the post, but other than that, it was just very even. So, yeah, I think looking through this game, that there's chances missed on both sides, but overall, it seemed like a pretty fair result to get a draw. Teams pretty close to each other in the table, so I think pretty fitting game to start the match day off. Augsburg won, Dortmund won. Dortmund continue to drop points. Dromitrovic got a goal in the 23rd. Malin in the 35th. It was a really nice attempt, to be fair, to Füllkrug, an acrobatic one. In the game, but overall, not the greatest performance from Dortmund. They should have won this game, but their defense, again, leaky. Augsburg could have got more. They had fast break chances a lot, and that's where their goal does the goal they concede comes from. And overall, they had to be bailed out by a really nice Donjan Malen strike. So, I mean, overall, Dortmund, again, very wasteful. Both teams, I think, in this match were very wasteful. Both had huge chances that they could not put in the back of the net. Overall, Dortmund were favored on almost every stat, but not the one that matters. Still, I think a little bit concerning for them. They just cannot, seems like they cannot shore up their defense, and they leak, and they're not the team last year, at least, that could capitalize on a little mistake, especially in midfield. Their midfield is fine, but it's not as strong as last year. You don't have Jude Bellingham. You've got Marco Reus, who's not really, he's been a shadow of himself. And Rejan, who's 29. And I mean, honestly, I thought he was older. He's just not the player you need. Maybe he's good, but you need more youth and experience. Marco Reus isn't providing that. Julian Brandt, to be fair to him, has been very good. But again, he's 27. Maybe you need a little bit more explosiveness. Bino Givens was fine in this game, but he didn't get the end product. Füllkrug gets another assist. Again, he's definitely not the problem. He's got 5 goals, 5 assists going into a completely new area, new team, new situation, new tactics, not being that guy, the guy anymore. So I think for all consideration, he was good. Bence Maimi was magic in this game. I mean, he really showed why he's quality. I mean, from the left-back position, one player of the match on most ratings that I saw, he had quite a few tackles. His dribbling in this match was amazing, drawing foul after foul. So, yeah, I think there are pieces in this team. They just have not found it together. Then another piece you have to mention in this game, Schlotterbeck. I mean, he was fantastic. His defensive work rate was amazing. His last-man tackle was huge. Quite a few blocks, and then his recoveries were also off the chart. So he had another really good game and proving to be, I think, Dortmund's definitely best player in defense and maybe one of their best overall. Villafio Bolcom 3-0 against Union. Thought Union were on a better track. Turns out, not really. Not according to this game. And this is a game you need, as if you're Bolcom, this is a game you need because it's the players that you need to step up that stepped up, and it's your front line. And I think part of this I want to blame on Tomasz Lech, because he left, I think, maybe their most explosive player, Christopher Antwi. I don't even know how to pronounce the second of his last names, but I mean, 29-year-old Ghanaian. I mean, he was magic in this game. He gets an assist, but he's just so quick. He's so quick, and his touches are, I feel like, really crisp. He is very wasteful, and I think that's definitely why he's not at the higher level, and he's not always picked to start. But I think if you're Bolcom, with the amount of attacking resources which you have, which are very, very few and not the greatest quality, I think him starting more games will be hugely beneficial to the team overall. Gonçalo Palacinha, 29-year-old Portuguese striker. It's his third goal of the campaign. He's starting to find more form. This game and the game before, he gets a goal, so that's solid. Tacoma Asano gets a goal, so that's the thing they need, right? That's the massive thing they need, is the goals from the front line. Kevin Stolger gets a goal for midfield. I mean, he's got 7 goal contributions on the season. He's been really, really good. I mean, no one can fault him for their position right now. On the side, again, the new coach comes in, and Bielsa, and he really hasn't made a huge impact. Not in this game. They got outplayed. Bolcom definitely deserved the win. I mean, split 50-50 possession, but 22 shots for Bolcom. 5 more shots on target. I mean, even if both of Union's shots on target go in, they still lose the game. So I think that just tells you how lopsided this game was. Darmstadt versus Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg get a goal in the 63rd minute from Meher. This game, I think, shows a lot of fight from Wolfsburg. And if you're a Wolfsburg fan, this is exactly what you want to see. On the road, you're down in the 27th minute, red card, you go down a man. Careless tackle, just really, a really dumb red card, in my opinion. But then you see the fight from this team, and, I mean, you have to give so much credit to Colin Castiles. I mean, the expected goals he faced, 1.38, nothing went past him. His distribution was amazing. And he made some 3 really nice diving saves. So I think you got to give a lot of credit to them. The front 2 combined, Jonas Wind and Lavor Meher, I think, maybe, I don't know, one of those 2 ways to pronounce it. That's his second goal of the campaign. And another huge contribution for Jonas Wind, who still, I mean, he slowed down, but he still has 13 contributions in 16 matches, so that's pretty good. And seeing as he didn't have the greatest start last season, he's really come on, and I think he could really be, I mean, if he continues to build, and he just needs to get 15 to 17 goals, I think, for this season to be considered a really top striker in the Bundesliga. With this amount of assist contributions, he will get, because he does provide something other than just goals. I mean, last year he didn't get any assists, but this year I think he's definitely added more of a contribution part to his game. And his goals, I mean, they still are right in front of the net. He's a really good poacher, but his passes are starting to get higher up. And he's starting to be in the top percentile for that, including his expected assists and his assists. So that's really good development from Jonas Wind. Overall, Darmstadt, disappointing game. You go up a man, and you just cannot get anything started. I mean, almost all the attacking was pretty dead even, and the fact that Wolfsburg comes away with this at Darmstadt's home stadium, that's got to be disappointing. Not a great result for them. Shows why they are in last place, and it's been a real struggle this season. Mainz 0, Hoffenheim 1. Heidenheim, huge win. Huge win for them. I mean, really, they're on a good streak right now. They beat Darmstadt. They come beat Mainz. Again, this is the games you need to win to survive. And getting this goal, I mean, it's huge. It's an assist from your center back. It's a goal by your midfielder in a game where you had really had no business winning, and it's off a set piece. These are the key things. In these games, a set piece like this, scrappy set piece, that's 3 points right there, so that's huge. Expected goals heavily favor Mainz. Shots on target all heavily favor Mainz. Hit the woodwork twice. I mean, Heidenheim did it once, but still, I mean, really, Mainz have to feel so hard done by to end up losing this game. You have to give credit to Kevin Müller, who did a good job keeping a clean sheet in the end. Overall, pretty good defensive effort, I would say, from Heidenheim. And again, huge 3 points for Frank Schmidt's team as they continue just to fight for survival. So, Mainz are in the same boat. They're fighting for survival, too. I know Heidenheim is way out of the positions right now. But looking at their payroll, looking at their budget, looking at their size of their club, and all that stuff, it's still a fight for survival because they're one of those teams that could go on a 10-match losing streak. So as long as they can keep some kind of form, I think they'll stay up, especially with the start to the season. So I think it's looking really, really positive for Frank Schmidt and Heidenheim. I mean, opposite for Mainz, it's been dreadful. It really has been dreadful. Jan Siewert, he's come in now. He's a new coach, and it hasn't really improved. It really hasn't. So he has 7 matches, including match day 16, which we'll go over in a second. 1 win, 4 draws, 2 losses. So yeah, not good. Not good at all. I just don't really see why he's come. I mean, he's been in the second Mainz team, so he's the interim manager, but I think they got to find someone quick. And I'd be really surprised if they come out of this winter break without a new manager, because he's shown it just isn't working right now. And with this time, they've got to find one soon. So, I mean, I think that's the real issue right now. Burkhart signed an extension. That's really their only huge addition. So, and then Jan Siewert, here's a weird thing. They appointed him as permanent. So he was interim. Now he's permanent. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I just don't understand why he make him permanent. He hasn't done well. He really, really hasn't. And I don't see him going anywhere with this team. So I think that was a really dumb appointment, especially looking at this game. Just could not finish and could not get it done. So I don't really understand that appointment. I think Mainz could have really sealed their spot for relegation with that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go. Now, he could prove me wrong. That happens a lot. But I think they're in real trouble right now. I think that was a terrible appointment. Leipzig 3, Hoffenheim 1. Hoffenheim not in a great spot right now. Dropping points a lot in this game. They got beat a lot. They got beat in many spots. I mean, they definitely deserve to lose this. All stats are wildly in favor of Leipzig. 10 shots on target. I mean, 2 of them even hit the woodwork as well. So, I mean, it was a really impressive showing, I think, from Leipzig. Total domination. 2 goals from center back. So, I mean, you do have to look at that a little bit. Both off of set pieces, one off of a free kick, one off the corner, so that's positive. They can get that going. But then they can also get a goal from ML Forsberg late to seal it. I mean, Kabak got 1 goal for Hoffenheim, but, I mean, it really wasn't much in this game. Javi Simmons, even though he didn't get a goal contribution, he was outstanding. I mean, he's been such a good addition to this Leipzig squad. And he's going back to PSG. So, unfortunately for Leipzig, it's not really going to be super helpful. Going very far forward. But against Real Madrid, he's one of those players you're going to want to see. So, that's why, I mean, he's come. So, maybe that's the shock Leipzig can do and knock out, I mean, really, the kings of the Champions League. So, we'll see how that goes. But I think he'll be really helpful for Leipzig in getting that top four spot, because I mean, right now they're 9 points off of Leverkusen in first. I don't see them fighting for the title, so I think that's maybe an issue for them, but we'll see how it goes. I think it's a pretty solid team, and I think with Javi Simmons and Openda, they have a shot against Real Madrid. I want to say that, but in this game, I mean, really dominant game, and not much to say. I'm not too worried about Hoffenheim. I'm really not. I believe in Pellegrino Matarazzo, and this team was flying at the start of the season, and I think they'll get back to it. I'm not worried about them. They're not one of those teams that I think could really fall off the table. I mean, the way they've started, it'd be really impossible for them to go down, but I think there's definitely a possibility that they drop way out of the European conversation. But I think with Pellegrino as a manager, he's proven himself to be a very quality manager, and I think with that, I think they'll be fine. So I don't have much concern there. Freiburg 2, Cologne 0. They get a red card before the two goals happen. I think that's the most disappointing part. Mikhail Gregorovic and Rohan Soloi both get goals. Both off the bench. Gregorovic, again, outstanding. He has these performances where he just looks like he's the best player. And in recent form, I don't understand why he's not starting every game. Like, let's look at his form of recent. I know it's the winter break, and I know he'll come out different. But before it, I mean, he had a hat trick and an assist in 66 minutes, man of the match. Mainz had the winner, man of the match. Wolfsburg, winner, man of the match. West Ham, not a great performance. Cologne, in this game, in 25 minutes, goal and an assist, man of the match. And then gets 25 minutes in the Match Day 16 game, which I will make another episode for that shortly. It should be up at the same time. But anyways, just looking at this game, I really don't understand what's going through Christian Streich's mind. Like, I mean, obviously, super experienced manager, Bennett Freiburg, over 10 years, over 12 years, I believe now. I mean, outstanding manager, but I just don't understand. So, Rohan Soloi, he's been inconsistent, only two goals in the season. Gregorovic, he has 3 goals, 1 assist. In over 500 minutes. So not great, but his expected goals is higher. He was playing outstanding, and he just needs more consistent minutes. And I think in this game really proved it. So I hope after the break, Christian Streich gives Gregorovic more of a chance. Because, I mean, Lucas Hohler, he's had a decent season. He's had better than he has been, I mean, of recent. I mean, the other seasons he hasn't been great. I mean, usually he's just been getting, I mean, last season he got 6 goals total. Now he's got, in the entire campaign, now he's got 5 goals. All 5 have been in the Bundesliga. So that's pretty decent. But with this league, that's not great, because there's been so many strikers that have been outstanding. I mean, he ranks in the bottom 25% of strikers in the league right now for goals. So I really want to see Gregorovic. Now, looking at from the Cologne perspective, disastrous game. You can't concede a red card like that. That's really poor. Julian Chabot, I mean, he's been a liability this season. There's no way to really put it otherwise. He's been a liability for them this season, and this game proved it again. So I think they need more quality. I know Cologne they're in a fine spot right now. Actually, no, they're not. Sorry. They're in 17th. They're in trouble. They need to get more quality. Stefan Baumgartner could be in trouble. Now, do I think he's gone for sure? No. But there's candidates coming. And I think definitely. Oh, actually, no, never mind. Sorry. He is going to be released soon. I mean, that's what all the reports are saying. And from one side, he's been confirmed to leave over the winter break. So, and they really haven't found anyone. I think that's also concerning that. They've got candidates. There's places reporting that there's candidates for him, to replace him. But I mean, I think I wouldn't have pulled the trigger if I was Cologne. I know you're in a desperate situation, but Baumgartner's really, really solid, and he's pretty split between wins, draws, and losses over his career with Cologne, and with a team that has not had that much funding. I think it's a really poor decision. I think it's a really, really poor decision for Cologne. I think there's some teams making some poor managerial decisions right now, and I think that's definitely one of them. I'll move on, though. Leverkusen 3, Frankfurt 0. Leverkusen, Boniface, Frimpong, Wirtz, the usual suspects. I mean, Frimpong, breakout campaign, more than he ever has. I mean, 5 goals, 6 assists, outstanding. By far his best season. I mean, he's playing out of this world. One of the best fullbacks in Europe. And he has not been great defensively. Let's mark that. He's not even really in the back. He's more of a left wing, left mid, honestly. He hasn't really played much defensively. Now, that's maybe a little bit of a liability there, but having him on the team, and I know there's a lot of teams eyeing him, so I think there's definitely a possibility that he goes. But right now, I mean, Leverkusen have to be so happy with him. Boniface, goal and assist. Wirtz, goal and assist. Florian Wirtz, I think he's starting to really pick it up. Sixth assist, 5th goal. I mean, really good for him. Boniface, again, continues to fire. 9th goal, 7 assists. Continuing a goal contribution per game. Makes up for it. I mean, outstanding. I mean, he's in the top for goals. Top for creating assists. So, I mean, really is do it all. So, I mean, this entire team, so dominant. Frankfurt didn't even come close. They only had 4 shots total, 2 at the target. They were no problem for Hrdetsky. So, I mean, really, overall, this team is just outstanding. So, easy. I mean, really controlled and easy win. This was the game that I thought was going to be maybe closer than it was. Bayern Munich 3, Stuttgart 0. This was a big game this match day. Stuttgart, 3rd place. I mean, they're rocking in this game. Now, watching this game, I disagree with a lot of people saying that Stuttgart got absolutely destroyed. Now, Stuttgart got controlled, I think, and maybe slightly played off the pitch, but there were moments where you could see them being like a pass away, a connection away from really creating a lot of danger, and they were getting forward like I haven't seen many teams do on Bayern Munich this season. And so I think there's definitely some room for improvement, and I definitely think they got maybe overtaken by the moment, but I definitely think this is a team that could really push and really, really push teams. Now, my concern for this is all 3 goals came from the same, really same spot on the field, all from very close. 2 from set pieces, that's disappointing. 1 from Harry Kane in the 2nd minute. I think that really hurt Stuttgart overall. Just shot right there, immediate goal. I mean, it's just disappointing. 8 shots on target to 2. So I was hoping for, I mean, just more of a fight from Stuttgart. I think it would have been really cool to put themselves more in the title race. Now, I unfortunately think they're out of it. I don't really think there's any shot at them getting it, but I think the top 4 is definitely there for them, and I definitely think they can take it. I think this team has got a lot of talent. It's just Bayern worked way too much on the day, and I think the moment definitely got them. But overall, not the worst from Stuttgart, and Bayern just dominated. Harry Kane, again, 2 goals. I mean, he's playing so crazy. He's got 20 goals in, really 14 matches. He hasn't even played in every game. Or actually, he has, never mind. He has played in every game because Bayern had that 1 snow game, and he got 5 assists as well. I mean, can he do anything, bad? I mean, really, this team is just relying so much on him. And he's doing so well. What a signing he was. I know he cost a lot, but right now for Bayern Munich, he's worth every single penny. That will wrap up match day 15. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. Bye.